All right, Tax Savers, happy Wine Wednesday. Can wine be deductible? Yes, it can. And so we've covered this before in various scenarios, but it's always fun to address the specifics of is it deductible or not. And so wine counts under the meals deduction as long as there's a business purpose behind the drink. So the key criteria for something to be deductible is it's got to be both ordinary and necessary. And so having drinks as part of a networking event or as part of meeting with a colleague or a prospect or a client to discuss business is an ordinary part of the business. And you could argue that the connection you get over that wine is necessary as well. And so as long as there's a business purpose behind that Wine Wednesday, write it off. Now, it is only 50% of the total cost of the wine tab is deductible. And again, it's got to be kind of ordinary and necessary. So you can't split 7 bottles between you and one other colleague and have it fully deductible. But your Wine Wednesday is definitely a write-off as long as there's a business purpose behind it. So, and of course, documentation-wise, those first 3 things on the receipt that you need for documentation are the place that you met, the amount, and the date. The other 2 that aren't are the person you met with and what you discussed. Write those down on the receipt, snap that picture, and you'll be good to go to write off that Wine Wednesday. And we'll see you next time. Cheers. All right, Tax Savers, hope you enjoyed that podcast. If you did, as I mentioned at the beginning, if you could leave a review or share it with a friend, it helps us get that message out there. Thank you for your attention and for following the podcast. And we'll see you next time on Tax Savers University.